I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Among the less fortunate detainees in the military facility in Guantanamo Bay have been members of a Muslim ethnic group from China known as Uyghurs. The U.S. acknowledges it has no evidence that the Uyghurs were ever involved in terrorism, but placing them somewhere has been troublesome. They might face arrest and torture if they were to return to China, and many Americans don't want them here in the U.S. Some Uyghurs have been placed elsewhere. Six are in Palau in the Western Pacific. But the World's Mary Kay Magstead reports that the new Uyghur arrivals are not exactly feeling at home there.
Palau is a land of swaying coconut palms and white sandy beaches. It's not a land with many Muslims. And even now, 4 months after six Uyghur Muslims arrived here after their release from Guantanamo, there are still some misunderstandings about them, even at the Leafy Community College, where they're learning English.
I really don't like them.
Elizabeth Cruz is a student in office administration. She's sitting with friends at a shaded picnic table near where the Uyghurs attend class. She says the six men are friendly enough, and their English has already become impressively good, but they still make her uncomfortable.
Because what I've heard, and based on some of our workers' research on where they came from, the
Guantanamo.
Yeah, they say they were locked up because of making bombs.
Well, there was no evidence against them. That's why they were released.
No, it's just sometimes when you hear about terrorists, like in Palau, this is a really small island, you get afraid because this is a really small island. I believe six people could ruin the whole island of Palau.
Cruz isn't the only one who's wary of the Uyghurs. There was a public outcry among Americans when the White House considered resettling the 22 Guantanamo Uyghurs in the United States, so it instead found homes for them in Albania, Switzerland, Bermuda, and Palau. Those on the islands of Bermuda and Palau face a new kind of confinement, since they have no travel documents, and these places are tiny. The irony was noted in a Minnesota Public Radio satire.
Well, you spent 8 years in Guantanamo Bay. Anybody would be bitter, but you're free today. So let go your worries in the island way. Get used to the place because you're here to stay.
These days, the Palau Six aren't talking much to the press. But one of them spoke to the BBC soon after arriving in Palau about how he came to be captured. Abdul Ghaffar Abdul Rahman said he'd gone to Afghanistan to flee Chinese oppression of Uyghurs in his own homeland.
At that time, Afghanistan was the only country in Central Asia. It was not sending refugees back to China, and I heard that there were some Uyghurs living there.
But soon after, U.S. forces invaded. Abdul Rahman fled to Pakistan, where, he says, he and the other Uyghurs were arrested and sold to the U.S. military for a bounty of $5,000 each. The Uyghurs were sent to Guantanamo, where they were kept for most of 8 years in small, isolated cells with little sunlight. At one point early on, Chinese officials were allowed to come in and interrogate and threaten them. The Chinese government says it still considers these men terrorists and wants them back, although it's revealed no specific evidence against them. The U.S. government has refused and has instead called in favors from old friends like Palau. Palau's president, Johnson Torabiong, says his government accepted the Uyghurs for three reasons.
Number one, according to our culture, we always accept those who are washed up on our shores. Number two, it's a humanitarian gesture to advance the cause of freedom and democracy. Number three, it's an opportunity for Palau to return a favor to the United States. Has been most generous to Palau since World War II.
The Uyghurs have been given a roomy apartment in a villa owned by the president's brother. They've joined the one mosque on the island. They're still learning English, but they'll soon be expected to start working. They have a Uyghur translator for now. They also briefly had an American coordinator hired by the Palau government. But after a couple of months, they refused to cooperate with him anymore. They told President Torabiong the man reminded them too much of their American guards at Guantanamo. That coordinator, former corrections officer Ted Glenn, says he can understand why the Uyghurs might have felt that way.
See, you're dealing with the psychology of the captive. If you're a captive, you're a captive. No matter how good the amenities are, you're not free. These men are not free. In their minds, they're not free. They can't go, they can't travel.
Glenn says the Uyghurs would understandably much rather be in a bigger country beyond China's reach that has a Uyghur community, like Australia or the United States. That's why five Uyghurs who are still in Guantanamo turned down the opportunity to come to Palau. Instead, they filed a lawsuit asking to be allowed to live in the U.S. The case has gone all the way to the Supreme Court, which just sent it back to a lower court for further consideration. The original case made the argument that the Uyghurs had nowhere else to go. Now they do have other options. They could go to Palau. But they'd rather be in the United States, and they feel the U.S. kind of owes them. So, those Uyghurs in Guantanamo continue to wait, and the Uyghurs here in Palau wait too, in a lovely but alien tropical limbo. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Palau.